तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। सो इन आवर भक्ति लाइफ देर आर 64 प्रिंसिपल्स ना, एंड अमंग देम सिक्स आर मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट। एंड आउट ऑफ दोस सिक्स इम्पॉर्टेंट प्रिंसिपल, व्हाट इज द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट प्रिंसिपल? वैष्णव। फर्स्ट इज chanting Hare Krishna, second is association of devotees, third is deity worship, fourth is reading Bhagavatam, fifth is Dham Nivas, and sixth is Tulsi Puja. Among these six, what is the most important thing? No. Association of devotees is very important. But in the company of devotees, you will do chanting, you will do deity worship, you will do Bhagavatam reading, you will go to holy places in the yatra, you will with the devotees, you will learn to do Tulsi worship. So the pivotal thing in bhakti is association of devotees. And how much a devotee is important in our life, every step. It is not that if you think, yes, I needed devotees to get introduced to Krishna consciousness. Definitely, I needed him. But now I know there are books and there are programs and there is holy place and I know Vrindavan now. I know temple. I know there is Bhagavatam class and I know Bhagavatam books are available at home. I made my library. So now I don't need anybody. I've got inside now. The books will guide me. But it is not true actually. It is not only in the first step, but it is in each and every step that we require devotees. To the extent that suppose we are going in the train, and we are alone, there is a different situation, and when you are traveling with a devotee, it is a different situation. When you are alone, your mind will give a lot of thoughts to you which are not supposed to be thinking. But you are with the devotees and your thoughts will be checked by devotees. Even when you are sleeping, suppose in yatra, if you are taking a single room and you sleep, there are many things you will do which you shouldn't have been doing. But if you have room partner who is a devotee, your behavior will be checked nicely. Suppose you go to hotel in the yatra and because you want to be alone, so you have booked a room and there is a TV in the room. So first thing you will put on the TV. To want to see the news because you are away from Mumbai, so you want to know what's happening in Mumbai. And then you will surf the channels and you will start watching. But if the devotee is with you, then you will not watch that. So it is an important thing to understand that I need devotee at every step in my life. And it is the devotees only who reveal newer and newer truths to you in life. Just for example, I'll tell you. I went to Wada yesterday with the son of Srila Prabhupada. And I have gone to Wada so many times and shown people so many things. But this time I was listening to the devotee who was orienting Prabhupada's son about Wada. And when we were taking darshan of the deities, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, he showed Prabhupada's son, look up. So I looked up along with him. And what he said that, You can see the Chandrika on Radharani's head. That same Chandrika is here. And you can see above Krishna, the deities, there's a dome. And in that dome, there's a lotus flower made in the, out of stone. So the combination of this lotus flower and Chandrika on the top of your head is Kalpa Vruksha. And that's how in scriptures it is mentioned, temple should be like this. So Kalpa Vruksha is designation, design. And I never knew it. Just because I heard him speaking, I first time saw up. It was always there. It's not that it was not there. Whenever I went, it was always there. But unless a devotee shows you, you will not be able to see. That was my immediate understanding. That you may think you may know everything, but you still may not know many things unless a devotee shows you. Second example I'll tell you. Now, I am going to Vrindavan for last 30 years. And I don't know how many yatras I have taken up till now. But this time, when I was in Vrindavan, in the month of March, I took one yatra and I gave one lecture there. So many times I gave one lecture there, in Kalia Ghat. Same number of people, 100, 200 people I take and I give lecture there. So this time the person who is like Pujari was sitting under the Kalia Ghat tree was very happy with my lecture. And after lecture he said, Prabhuji, aiye. I will show you something. And he took me around the tree and showed me the pot of Amrita, which is there on the tree, self-manifested. Now it was always there. When I went on first year, 86, it also existed there. And I have seen the tree very carefully, umpteen number of times. Described the tree, everything I have seen. But that pot which is there on the tree, self-manifested, he showed me. And then after that, within few days, I showed to me hundreds of people. I took them and I showed them. Now every time I go around that, even this year also, from March to this now, I have shown to hundreds of people that pot. And everybody gets amazed to see that pot. It's a pot of wood out of the tree, self-manifest. I can show you the picture also. But the thing is that it required a devotee to show that to you. Although it is already, it always existed, but you need a devotee to see it. Third thing is, I went to Bhubaneswar after the yatra got over. Everybody went to Bhubaneswar, but it was a quick visit. And everybody was very tired because we had gone to Konark and many places by traveling from 3:30 in the morning we were traveling. So naturally, we were very exhausted by the time we reached Bhubaneswar. So everybody just had quick darshan, they wanted to go to room and just rest. So everybody next day, 1:30 went away. And then I had desire to go to Bhubaneswar again. And when I went to Bhubaneswar again at 9 p.m. next day after devotees went away, there was nobody in temple. When we went, there was a huge crowd. When I went next to 9 p.m., there was nobody, absolutely. So suddenly the pujari said, come, I will show you the whole temple. And he showed me amazing things there. One of the things was laughing Surya Dev. He was a deity. He said, aap yakin nahi karoge, main aapko abhi dikhata hun. He took the lamp, he lit the lamp in hand, and he just moved around the sun god's deity, and sun god smiling actually, fully smiling. Now that I would take yatras and I would also explain everybody, but I would never know. But I was so startled and so amazed to see. So again, if he wouldn't have taken interest to take me around, and he is telling me again and again, don't give me money, huh? I am not showing it for money to you. I just want to show you. I felt like showing you. And he took me around all the temples over there. Almost 30 temples he took me around in Bhubaneswar temple. Then he also told me, do you see the Shivlinga? I said, I see Shivlinga. He said, Shivlinga has Shaligram Shila in it. The Shivlinga is a hollow. There are many Shivlingas which are hollows. Like Trambakeshwar also is a hollow. And some are like, how to call it, I don't know. linga. So this is a hollow, and in the hollow of the hollow size, a big shaligram is there, and all the offering mantra that we chant is Gopal mantras, and all the offering is done first to shaligram, then to Bhubaneswar Shiva, and then to all of us. So many amazing things he told me. So many amazing things he told me. So again I realized that, you know, how devotee is important. I'll tell you in the conclusion in the end. Then in the same trip of Barsana, I always wanted to see Brajeshwar Mahadev. I read about it so many times, but it never got a chance. So this time when I went, I went to meet that, Lakshmi Maya, who is the Goswamini of Radharani. So I went to her house to meet her, and they said, she's gone to Shiva temple. I said, where? Near Haveli, near that Hawa Mahal, Bhanukhor. So I went there, so I saw her there, and I said, is this Brajeshwar Mahadev? नहीं नहीं वो ये नहीं है, वो तो खेत में है. मैंने लेके चलोगे, अभी टाइम है आपके पास, चलो. सो शी टुक मी इन आवर व्हीकल ओनली, एंड डीप इनसाइड द फील्ड्स शी टुक मी. फर्दर वी कॉट डाउन एंड वी कुडंट ड्राइव, सो वी हैड टू वॉक इन द फील्ड्स. एंड द मिडल ऑफ द राइस वॉट एवर दैट टाइम फील्ड्स वर, देर वॉज अ स्मॉल टेम्पल ऑफ ब्रजेश्वर महादेव. एंड शी टोल्ड मी द स्टोरी इज लाइक दिस, दैट समबडी व्हेन ही वॉज प्लाउइंग द फील्ड, His plow got stuck. I mean, always got getting stuck somewhere. So they said, what is there? So they dug it a little bit. And then they saw it's not something, it is Shivlinga actually. So they thought, such a beautiful Shivlinga, you know, in the middle of the field, we should remove it and install it nicely to be worshipable nicely. So they went on digging, and went on digging. It never ended only. So they got frustrated. What is this? How much to dig? That same night, one of the person, Kisan, got a dream. And Lord Shiva came and said, I am Brajeshwar Mahadev. And this is my original place. If you go on digging, you will go till Patal, but you will not find the end of my linga. So don't dig. Keep me there only. That's my place. I want to stay there only. So they made temple there. They didn't dig any further. If you go there today also, na, such a divine feeling is there in that place. Now, I have been thinking about it and planning to go there for years, but every time I used to miss it. But this time, she is such a simple lady, you know, but she has such feelings and such emotions for that Brajeshwar Mahadev. This Brajeshwar Mahadev, Vrishbhanu Maharaj worshipped by Radharani as her baby. And today also it is in the middle. I mean, if you go there, such divine atmosphere is there around that. Very beautiful. So again, you need a devotee to reveal things to you. Then there is something called as Dev Sarovar. How many of you have heard Dev Sarovar? Dev Sarovar is a very ancient place which has disappeared from the face of earth. So Ramesh Babaji Maharaj he knew about it and is explained in scriptures various places about Dev Sarovar. There Radha Krishna had performed a lot of pastimes actually. But it is no more on earth, only the place is there. So they actually constructed a sarovar which had disappeared. They constructed a sarovar actually by putting bricks and putting, it's like they made a haud, you know, talab like that. And then one fine day when they were about to complete it, Ramesh Babaji said, tonight you work till 3 a.m. in the morning. Don't stop your work at 5 p.m. at sunset. Today is the last day of your work. Tonight, the kunda will appear. So devotees were like enthusiastic. There's a video recording. He is saying it the day before. So devotees worked overnight, carrying and digging and making. And kal se aapko kuch nahi karna padega. This is what he said. So devotees began working. And 3 a.m., when they stopped their work and they went to their huts, there was so much rain out of season, so much rain, that in 15 minutes of rain, the whole kunda was filled. And it rained only in that kunda area. And then there was a river kind of thing which was formed from the kunda overflowing. and went all the way for long distance. Only 15 minutes rain, and it stopped, and Devakund was manifested. This is all on video, huh? There is nothing like Kapol Kalpit story, not like politicians telling stories and making propaganda. You can see day 1, day 2, day 3, the last day ka Bhavishyavani, and what happened exactly at 3 a.m., and how the kunda started filling up, and how it filled up, how it overflew, and how it went. Everything is there on video. So again, this is like extremely esoteric thing. This is not something somebody guides you or something. It's something a devotee has manifested a holy place for you by his purity and power. Then there is a place called Pilipokhar. Huh? All of us know that Pilipokhar used to be a place where they used to have Nauka Vihar before. But it said for the last 400 years there was no Nauka Vihar there. Because the mud that has been collected under the Pilipokhar was so much that no more Nauka Vihar can take place. And nobody could even dare to excavate that pond. Because whoever attempted to excavate that pond, somehow their machines got broken and it just never became successful. So finally these Barsana people took over it, ki we will do it. And how they do it? First they put up Kirtan Mandali there. And that Kirtan Mandali will do 24 hours Kirtan. And no one knows how many days they have to do it. That's another best story. Here you know, na, 4 days, 3 days, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Who will sing? There 3 to 4 devotees will go. And they will be told ki akhand kirtan karo yahan par. And sometimes I have seen with my own eyes, it has gone for months together. One person, the way he does kirtan, your whole mandali which you schedule will fall flat at their feet. The way they do kirtan. For hours and hours and hours together, single-handedly they do. Only harmonium they play, only mridang will play, or something only they will play. But they will sing in such a way that it will move your hearts. So that mandali is put up there. Then right from 4-year child to 5-year child to 70-year-old Baba, everybody is excavating. And their machines were breaking. So then what they did? There were many people, na? Young boys, young girls, elderly women, old men, old women. And they were day and night working, excavating the kund, trying to excavate physically by hand and taking the mud away. So some mafias were there around. They got inspired. And they said ki, they are mafias, matlab, they are khanan mafias. Matlab, they actually break the mountain, holy mountains, and they may steal the stone for construction. And Ramesh Babaji has fought with them for 46 years. The first fight began was to save the mountains because they were putting surung, what is called surung? Dynamite to break. And that's how Sakigiri and many mountains were broken. And there was a fight with them for years together. And then it was stopped. So actually they were enemies, actually, in one sense. They were breaking all the heritage. But they got inspired to see these young children, young girls and boys, working day and night. So they said, to break the mountain, now we have got some machines which are not legal, they are illegal machines. But we can give those machines to you to excavate. And those illegal machines, like JCBs, they were brought there. And with that, the whole kund was excavated and renovated. So who could ever bring those mafias into devotional service except a devotee of Krishna? And this year, first time, the Nauka Vihar ceremony was performed in Pilipokhar. And you can see the water was so dirty before, now you can drink the water, and it was very nice water. There was so much mud inside that even normal JCBs could not take out. So they had to take the abnormal JCBs, illegal JCBs. Huh, it's a fact. And they didn't charge also. So it's free of charge. Aisa hai. Then I remember my first visit to Barsana. It was in 1986. And we were 22 people with Radhanand Maharaj. And Radhanand Maharaj, for the first time, he had gone there after 17 years. If you read the book, you'll come to know that he had left from there 71. Then he went to the Vrindavan, and then he was ordered to stay there only, and he was never let go to Vrindavan. So, it was that visit for him also after 17 years, for us first time. 4 p.m. we went there. And anyway, it's a long story. But then Maharaj told me, ki, based on Baba here, we can go and meet him. We all go and meet him. So, yes, we went under a tree, and there was a small hut, and we knocked the door, and then Baba came out. And Maharaj told me in the ears, he sings very well. You ask him to sing. So we told him to sing. Very humbly, you know, very humbly he just brought his old baja and started playing. And I remember that I was in such ecstasy that I was not knowing where I was in the world. I was totally in trance. And Radhanand Maharaj was just next to me, constantly watching me. And then one bhajan got over, and he was like, that's why I have some glimpse, what does ecstasy mean? The way he was singing, calling out Radharani's name, one and two bhajans he sang. Somehow, fortunately, I recorded the both bhajans. They're still with me. But whatever chord was struck that time, and Maharaj was watching me constantly, he said, "You really enjoyed, huh, today?" I said, "Maharaj, I can't tell you, I'm enjoyed. I have something beyond enjoyment, actually, this is." So, I think the initial taste for the Braj Bhumi was given by him, actually. Again, same thing. If there is no devotee, how would you ever get the taste for the holy name? Or anything is spiritual. It may be holy name, it may be holy dham, it may be holy katha, it may be service to Krishna, which you may not like at all to do. But suddenly by somebody's mercy, you get a taste. I remember there is a devotee called Abhiram Gopal Thakur Prabhu. And he, Radhanand Maharaj, told us that when he would cook something, many people would cook, and he also would cook. Maharaj could differentiate from his thali just by looking what he has made and what others have made. Just by looking at that. So he said, how? So Maharaj said, first of all, the preparations that he would cook would shine with effulgence. So with that effulgence, I can make out who has made this. And he said ki, the way he would cut the vegetables, each would be of same size. All the other sizes would be discarded by him. Only the same size of cut vegetables he would select and make sabji for Maharaj. That was his consciousness. And people would tease him because he would always say, "Hey Gopal, Hey Govind, Hey Gopal, Hey Govind." And people like young brahmacharis who are now seniors, they were very young brahmacharis, they would just tease him actually. As a loving grandfather, they would just tease him. But one day Radhanath Maharaj called him in the room and he said, "You don't know. You may feel ki he is just doing a show, but actually he is calling out from his heart, Gopal and Govind. Whenever I hear him calling Govind Gopal, I am moving from here inside, the way he is calling." So that devotee actually taught a lot of lessons to many devotees. Anything you remember, Vishwari? He was from Pakistan. And he was a great businessman, rich man, very well-to-do family. Sindhi, na, Vishwari? Bengali, sorry, Bengali he was. Bhattacharya. I'll tell you the story. So he had to run from Pakistan because at that time, flourishing 5 temples of ISKCON in Pakistan were burnt by Pakistanis. Just out of envy. They just burnt the temples. And the devotees actually just run away with their life. They were chasing them also to get burnt. So this devotee actually physically ran to India, believe me, he and his wife. And I was in Vrindavan the temple time, as the president of that temple which I was running. And he came to take shelter over there. And I was told by Radhanath Swami, he will come to hide here. Just give him place to hide. And he told me so many amazing stories. But how one time there was a cyclone in Pakistan. And his wife, such an ardent devotee of Tulsi, that her Tulsi fell down in the cyclone from wherever she was kept to ground. And the cyclone, so she came running and lifted the Tulsi and embraced and cried and cried and cried like anything. And she died also, embracing Tulsi Devi's plant. And then he came alone to Vrindavan. And from there he went to Gopinath temple. Then he took Vanaprastha. And then one day he died. And that devotee, such a nice devotee, we were so fortunate to be so closely connected to him. He had given me also a loan of 5,000 rupees in those days when I had needed the money. And so he would come every day, almost every day, and cry to Radhana Swami Maharaj like anything. He's trembling and tears in his eyes, choked up voice, he would cry. And he would tell Radhana Maharaj that, Maharaj, Sridhama comes to my dream every day. And he tells me that, come, let us go and herd the cows. Maharaj, what do I do? What should I do? So Maharaj said, just go on. Don't tell anybody. Maharaj told this on his disappearance day memorial services. Every day, almost every day he was trembling and coming and with choked up voice. What was his name? Abhiram Gopal Thakur, who is the incarnation of Sridhama. And this Prabhuji was named as Abhiram Das. And he one day went to the place of the birth of Abhiram Gopal Thakur, Srikhanda. And he actually almost fell unconscious there, out of ecstasy. And himself added Gopal in his name and he became Abhiram Gopal Thakur. So that time, we all came to know that these names which Guru Maharaj gives, it is not something by the way, you know, A ko A jod diya, C ko C jod diya, D ko D jod diya, initials. It's not like that. There's a deep meditation of connecting your soul with your master actually. So that person we had close association with. Imagine. So, what makes our life rich is the devotees that we interact with. And if you are actually appreciative of devotees, then Krishna will also reveal through those devotees great things to you. And if you are not appreciative of devotees who are around you, saying that she is like this and she is like that and she has this fault and he has this fault. If this is our approach whenever we meet devotees, then Krishna will choose not to reveal great spiritual truths to you, which he can potentially reveal to you through those very simple devotees also. What makes Krishna reveal great spiritual things to you is your sincere desire to know those things. And when you are so intensely desiring to get those spiritual truths, then through simple devotees who are like simpleton people around you, through them Krishna will reveal those truths to you. It's the only media Krishna uses and no other media he uses. He, out of his own sweet choice, he only uses a media of his devotee. It could be a stupid devotee, it could be according to us. A junior devotee, it could be a ugly looking devotee, maybe a foolish devotee, but if he is chanting the holy name of the Lord, through him potentially Krishna can reveal to you the highest spiritual truths. It's like that. So if we start judging people, judging devotees around us, he's like that, he's like this. If we are in a position of authority, established authority, then we have in a corrective mode, out of compassion, kindness, we can do the correction by pointing out. But if you are not in that position, we shouldn't be just finding faults in devotees, which is our actually second nature, finding faults in others. And whether you become 50 years in Krishna consciousness, 60 years in Krishna consciousness, still by the flip of a second, one can fall down and get destroyed in spiritual life. It is so easily possible. And what maintains our spiritual life is only the devotees who are around you. They may not talk to you, they may not do great lectures to you, or they may not do great things for you that you expect a devotee to be great, that you have definitions that, oh, I have considered XYZ as great because he has done so many things. That's our understanding of a great devotee. But just by being around you, if we are in proper consciousness, then just by their presence and their media, Sri Krishna will reveal to you so many most wonderful things in life. And second thing we should never forget, that we are in the area where there is ocean of devotees. Sometimes we get fed up with devotees. So many devotees. Like that. So many devotees. Everywhere, right, left, center, everywhere you see devotees here. We may not even feel like wishing also. How many times you wish Hare Krishna? So many devotees are there. You know, right, left, in the building also there are devotees. In the hospital also there are devotees. In the road also there are devotees. You go to buy sabji, there are devotees. You go to buy, take a train to go somewhere else, you know, you are going to a picnic and you find devotees going to temple in dhoti kurta. You are in the train, you feel, now I am okay, I can watch a movie on my mobile, and suddenly a devotee comes in next to you only. And sometimes you take a train, okay, now I will just go alone, you know, don't want to talk to anybody. And a devotee is just, three seats next to you only. The next number is a devotee's seat. So many times this happens. Suddenly in the Mathura Vrindavan train, you will find Loknath Maharaj travelling, Radha Govind Maharaj travelling, his brother Sannyasi is travelling with full entourage. And there is Kirtan and there is Katha in the train. So, it is a result of lots of pious activities of many, many lifetimes in the past. It is not just by chance that you want to avoid them, but they are still running behind you. It is Krishna's special blessings upon us to give devotees in our life. Because one bhakta can really change your fortune in life. One of the greatest fortune or effects that a devotee can do, like for example, I must honestly tell you, I was with Sankarsan Prabhu in the office for some time before I came here. And I cannot explain to you words how ecstatic I felt with him. For a few minutes only we were together. And then I said that, what is it that influencing my heart so much? It's a simple innocence, what do you call it, as nishpap presence, with no sinful or no proclivity of that kind. We just few minutes were there, so inspired actually. I cannot tell you exactly what transpired between us. Nothing great transpired, we showed some photographs, I showed him Prabhupada's son's photograph and whatever. But within myself, I was feeling so ecstatic actually. Although I was tired, but I was feeling so ecstatic. So I said, he will never give lecture to me in my life. But still, when you come across a sincere devotee who is very innocent and clean at heart, he will influence your heart. Whether we are open in our consciousness to perceive it, whether we are prejudiced with, I am senior, he is junior, he is like my child, my duty is to educate him. If this is our mood, then we will always lose the benefit that can come across. Just about half an hour ago. Very inspiring feeling actually, I was feeling within myself. So that is why this whole congregation was developed by Radhana Swami. So that devotees actually learn to develop loving bonds with each other and learn the value of the devotees who are around us. The whole effort and the whole knitting of Radha Gopinath Chaupati congregation is what ultimately is the relationship with each other the devotees have. Because everybody who becomes a devotee has some relation with Krishna. Something chanting, something attraction is there. Someone likes to do deity worship, someone likes to do many things to Krishna. So the vertical communication is there to some extent. That's why we are here, because we like Krishna. But the speciality of this congregation is that there is a horizontal connection here. Even people come to study here in Chaupati. What is the meaning of congregation of devotees, what is the meaning of congregational development of devotees, and what is the meaning of Vaishnava relationship and taking care of each other. What is the meaning of bond? What is the meaning of love amongst devotees beyond the family members? What is the meaning of real shelter that people can take with each other as devotees? And what is the meaning of that relationship and shelter when difficulties come in life? And what does that mean when difficulties come? How does it help you and nourish you and develop and increase your faith in Krishna and devotees through their interaction with you when times are difficult? We are like, you know, when Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was in Vidyanagar, he went to Mithila. And he was the only Pandit who went to Mithila, and the condition of the Mithila Guru was that no notes, nothing. Whatever I speak, if you remember, that is your take home. You're going to write down in notes. And he was so intelligent, because he was the incarnation of Brihaspati himself. So intelligent, and he went and he memorized everything that he heard for years together. And he came back after the whole education was over and wrote down everything after he came back to Vidyanagari. And he developed a university at that time, which was the topmost world university of Vedic knowledge. That was called Vidyanagari. So imagine, those who were born in and around Vidyanagari, where should they go for educating themselves in Vedic science? Where should they go? Vidyanagari. But suppose Vidyanagari people go somewhere out for educating themselves, what do we call them? Unfortunate. You are in the hub of Vedic education, devotional education, but you still go outside to learn something. Your mother is an expert cook, you join cooking classes. Hai na? That's called misfortune. You don't realize the value within your house. So like that, people come all over the world to learn about your congregation. That how do you connect to each other, to learn that. And we are still dry within ourselves, bereft of the nectar of the Vaishnava association that we are potentially having. So our greatest fortune can be turned into misfortune by our consciousness. What makes fortune into misfortune? By the way we conduct ourselves, the way we think and the way we have our consciousness, right? So that consciousness makes fortune into misfortune, richness into poverty. So today we thought that actually each step we take in Krishna consciousness, for each step we require support. Somebody has to pull us, somebody has to push us from behind or pull us from front. But without that, even we passed 30 years in Krishna consciousness, 40 years in Krishna consciousness, we still become lax. How to prove that? See yourself when you wake up in the morning. And then you will know how much enthusiastic you are when you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That time you will come to know exactly how advanced you are. Almost not a single morning there is a enthusiasm to get up and jump and chant Hare Krishna. We're just delaying. And that time somebody calls you, so Prabhu, kitna mala ho gaya? Then you will just immediately get startled and get ready and start chanting. It is like this. I mean, the devotees give call and we still don't respond. So Krishna is giving you an opportunity through his devotees to make progress. But you inadvertently, deliberately don't respond, then one day Krishna will stop that help he is giving you through his fellow devotees, through his devotees to us. So it is a great kindness of Krishna that he has given devotees around us, so that he wants us to connect with him. And what he has said in Bhagavad Gita, if you want to meet me, you have to worship my devotee. You have to take shelter of my devotee. Tadviddhi pranipatena. Those who are my devotees, you have to surrender to them, listen to them, follow their instruction, and this is the only way you will meet me. Why he did that to me? Why he did that actually? because he himself is the worshipper of his devotee. He is always in great eagerness to worship his devotees. Nobody told him to become Arjuna's charioteer. He wanted to become his charioteer. And so many things. He went and washed the diarrhea of a devotee at the bank of ocean in Jagannath Puri in the middle of the night. He appeared himself in the middle of the night when that great lady devotee was about to get abused by four men in the jungle, just married. Husband was killed. Lord Ram and Lakshman appeared in the middle of the jungle to take care of her. And so many stories are there. So many stories. Unbelievably, Krishna appeared to, for example, when Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, no, what is that? Acharya, the teacher, Ganga, who had the Gurukul at Bank of Ganga in Mayapur. Nahi, Gangadas Pandit, who was a Gurukul owner. I mean, he was one of the gurus. When Muslims invaded, they were running, husband and wife, you know, and Muslims were coming to attack and kill the husband and rape the woman. So they came across Ganga in that stormy night when they were running for their life. And there was nobody there to drive them across the river. And there was one dilapidated old boat was there. And suddenly the old man appeared over there and he said, "Yes, yes, come in my boat." And at the right time, just moments before the Muslims came there, they just got in the boat and the boat was driven. And in the middle of the stormy river, the old man rowed them across. And when Mahaprakash Lila took place, Mahaprabhuji called Gangadas and said, "Gangadas, do you remember that night? You were running for your life with your wife. And in the bank of the river, there was an old dilapidated boat and you were hunting and calling for the boatman. And an old man came and he took you away across the boat, across the river. Do you know who was that? It was me. I appeared there to take you across. Gangadas, it was me." So you can imagine, how much Krishna loves his devotees. To that poor fellow who had nothing, who had beaten a pot, who had more holes in dhoti than cloth of dhoti, who had more holes in his roof than the roof. More volume and more area was covered by holes than the roof itself. With that devotee, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would spend 3 hours every morning incognito. Nobody knew where Mahaprabhu was. It was like mere time pass he was doing. You know, just you would say, from all points of view, if you read that Leela, you say, Lord is such a waste of time, he is doing such a dreadly waste of time. For three hours every morning. At least Jagannath Puri Mahaprabhu was 3 hours with Haridas Thakur in the morning and 3 hours with Gangadas Gadadhar Pandit reading Bhagavatam. You can say he's like really utilizing his time wonderfully in Krishna consciousness. But in Bal Leela, he was simply wasting his time. 3 hours every single day, devotees were wondering, where is Nimai? Because he was Sridhar Kolvecha. And in Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu asked him, "Please tell me what I can do for you. I can give a planet to you. I can give you 8 siddhis. I can give you liberation. Please tell me what I can give you." So he was only saying, "What will I do with? It's simply a waste of time to have 8 siddhis. What will I do with the planet which will give me?" "No, no, Sridhar, you have to take something from me." And Sridhar says that, "You please, I will keep coming as a Kholavecha, that is the banana sellers, and you keep coming as Nimai, and you keep stealing my banana leaves every day, because I know that gives pleasure to you." So finally he asked something that also, what was giving pleasure to the Lord, he asked. To such devotees, the Lord is sold out to them. And such devotees who Lord sells himself out are also amongst you to help us to progress in Krishna consciousness. Don't think ki kidhar hai Sridhar. Hamare paas sab log to aise devotee pade hain. Kaun hai? He's fallen, she's fallen, everybody's fallen here. I like Sridhar, but Sridhar is a great devotee, but where is Sridhar today? No, you have to learn to see devotees around you with that mood of devotion. If you see everybody with your vision, then as fallen we are, everybody appears fallen only, because we are fallen. We always see the world through our own consciousness, through the glass of our own consciousness. If I cheat people, I'm convinced that all of you must be cheating people. If I am money-minded, I am convinced that you all are money-minded. How can you not be? Because I am. How can you not be? And somebody who is loving, then you will feel everybody is loving. If I am a mother, I love my child, you will say, yeah, every mother loves his child. How can the mother beat the child and murder the child and throw the child out of fourth floor and to die on the ground? So, same thing Radharanand Maharaj says, that my mother drowned us in love in childhood. So I can give only love to people because I was only receiving love from my family. So it is only through the consciousness of your, the glasses of your consciousness, you see the world. And I always keep saying, I don't know, somehow I didn't read this thing, but this is etched in my heart right from beginning, that you are always given the best company of devotees which you deserve at a given moment of time, to make progress in Krishna consciousness at that moment of time. Tomorrow it may change. You may go to some other country and there Krishna will provide you the best kind of association which will help you that time to progress in Krishna consciousness. Then you may go to some other country by will of providence and there Krishna will give you certain number of devotees to make progress at that moment of time. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. That Sri Krishna provides you perfectly tailor-made for you. And we keep finding faults in that perfect arrangement which Krishna has done. That is why we have made a buddy system. What is a buddy system? Buddy system means there will be one buddy for you. Hey, this Western understanding is very, language is very, I don't know how to explain that. But anyways, you understand it better these days, so we use that terminology. But he means a friend, well-wisher. And we have divided the whole group into pairs. We have made pairs, you can say Sakha, Hita Chintak, whatever. And that person who is with you will help you to chant, to get up in the morning, to serve, to go to temple, to read scriptures, to sing the holy name, to serve the devotees. That person will remind you, okay, I call him, I call her, or she calls me, or I call her for prasad at home, and share each other's feelings, spend time together, try to explore the wealth of devotion the other person has. And at difficult times, that buddy will help you, to help you to come out of the difficult times, to give you hope, to give you strength. And at times, the buddy will also help you to forgive when you are angry with somebody, you know. So, that buddy system, we will declare it today. I gave this whole foreword or prastavana for this system because, you know, our consciousness is difficult to get convinced of good things in life. All of us, actually, if we were to pick up any bad habit, it would take no time for us. If today you want to get addicted to watching television, within one day you can get addicted. If today you want to get addicted to watching some bad movies, within a day you can get addicted. There is no need to wait for years together. But if you want to develop one good habit, how much time it takes to develop a good habit? How much time? Years after years, you know. Sometimes our life goes away to develop one good habit. So, we have now thought and meditated upon it so that everybody of us will understand the value of the buddy who is in our life. It will help us to progress in Krishna consciousness. who will help us to encourage us, get encouraged in serving Krishna, who will help us to understand the value of this human life, how much time is short in this life, how far we are from the goal of life, and how much fast we should be to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So, most of the inspiration that the body should be giving you is by example. And if after example, then words. One of the great saints, Saint Francis of Assisi from Germany, he said that one should preach 24 hours a day and speak when necessary. And we generally feel that preaching means we have to keep speaking, keep giving lectures and keep quoting shlokas and keep talking eloquently so impress people's hearts. But Saint Francis of Assisi said that you should preach 24 hours a day and only speak when necessary. That means all the other time when you are not speaking, means it's not necessary to speak, you are only acting. And the acting, action that you do is very inspiring, nourishing you as much as your words and more than words. So this body system will be successful when each body will try to become an example to his body or her body. And you all can potentially destroy this system within no time. I can guarantee you. Because everybody has a potential to destroy things. You know that? The nuisance potential and the destroying potential we have is millions of times more than constructive potential that we have. If anybody is a useless person, suppose, good for nothing, but still he has nuisance value, he can create nuisance for you. So that potential we don't want to utilize over here. We should be utilizing here the potential that is hidden within to be a good example. And take it to our heart to make this system successful, because if you have understood and convinced yourself that we need a devotee at any given moment of time in our life to make whatever little progress we want to make at that moment of time. And if you have faith, then even if your guru is far away, your counselor is far away, your shiksha guru is far away from you, all those inspiring personalities, you know, they are far away from you. But the same Sri Krishna can reveal himself to you through the simple body that you have, provided you have faith. Krishna can reveal to you from anybody. If he chooses to, he can also, from ghost, he can reveal himself to you. Do you know the story of Namdev? One time actual Brahmarakshas started following him. But Namdev was saying, "Oh my Lord, what kind of fun is this today? Today you are coming in this form." So actual Brahmarakshas was like ferocious. It was really wild actually. So again he laughed and he said, "My Lord, how long you will maintain this form and have fun with me? Please reveal yourself, my Lord." And the Brahmarakshas became more ferocious. And he still laughed more. He said, "My Lord, today you are really going into funny mood." And this went on for a long time. And finally, from the heart of the Brahmarakshas, like a blast, Brahmarakshas died and Vishnu appeared. Mittal appeared. Because Namdev in his consciousness had nothing but Vishnu. And he could see nothing but Vishnu. So Vishnu was forced to reveal himself through Brahmarakshas also. It's a nice song that Ramesh Bhavadi's song was sang one time in Barsanaya camp, revealing that the faith of a devotee is so strong that even Lord also fails in his drama and has to reveal himself. However, he hides himself. Because the faith of devotee is so strong that the Lord has to reveal himself to the Brahmarakshas also. Who's the worst kind of entity one you can imagine yourself to take birth in is Brahmarakshas. Out of 11 kinds of ghostly bodies, Brahmarakshas is the worst of all. He suffers a lot also and gives everybody else suffering a lot, Brahmarakshas. Through that Krishna revealed himself, imagine. Only as a response to the consciousness of a devotee. So don't consider your body to be junior, senior, nonsense or whatever you may think. Not worthy of being my body, maybe. Or, you know, my misfortune to have this body. I could have had better bodies around that. So many things will come to your mind, because our judgmental mind will always give you so many things, judgments about others. But I'd like to repeat again and again, at the cost of being repetitive, I will tell that each and every moment of our life, we need to make progress. Because it is human life. It is not dog life or cat life or bird life. It is human life. And human life, every moment that we have in human life is meant to make progress in Krishna consciousness. That is the potential of human time, which other times of other lifetimes, other lives do not have that potential. And that potential can be realized by taking help of a devotee. And we can all make progress. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.